Audio morning brief for the U.S. grain market, 7:43 a.m. Eastern Time, July 5th. I hope everyone had a safe and happy July 4th. Markets have not opened here for the overnight session, I'm aware of. At any rate, it is possible level 3 bottom occurred July 3rd. I think if we can get the September corn futures to trade above 499, the high of July 3rd, probably a sign of a level 3 bottom, developing level 3 uptrend, more so if we get a close above that price level. Otherwise, the call made recently for level 3 bottom is probably a bit too risky here. Too much timing of trying to pick the bottom. As of Monday, the market was still in a level 3 downtrend. Okay, upside potential maybe 506, 517, and 530. Okay, keep those in mind. Use your Fibonacci retracements for the recent level 3 downtrend. Use a 50% rule, things like that. Watch your indicators here. And then, of course, as always, watch the weather. Okay, that's going to be a big thing all the way through August here. Right at the moment, we're still looking for a level 3 rally this week. But we're concerned when we zoom out with use of the weekly chart. Let me click over to my weekly chart. We're assuming upside is limited, that we've seen the high for summer, probably the highest price for the rest of the year. We think the market is bearish into August, bounces a little bit in August, and then bearish into September and October. So relative to level 1 trend, we want to be bearish into September, October. Okay, so this does not mean we can't have some large retracements that are worth trading on a short-term basis. And weather-wise, it does not mean we won't see a cyclical crop problem this year, but it's not looking good. Okay, I think something has changed. I think the El Nino has busted through, if you will, and going across the Corn Belt and throughout the U.S. And I think that's just going to return us to good production here. I'm behind on keeping up with Eric Snodgrass on that El Nino concept of whether it's really busted through or not. And again, there could still be some weather scares going on here that could create some level 3 gyrations. And eventually we'll get a level 2 upswing in August and things like this. Could make some sizable up moves to make people think, oh, we're back being bullish, only to see it faded. And right back down again. Now, as far as some kind of long-term potential down into October, how low can markets go? We could put the corn down for $4 by some scenarios. But it's quite possible that it's already too extreme to the downside, even though weekly indicators are acting very bearish, suggesting downside next 1 to 3 weeks. We just don't know how serious they will take it, because they're kind of like ahead of schedule, overdone it. And I'd rather see, what are these level 3 upswings over the this month and next? What will they do for us? This could become a very short-term trader's market. And I think the long-term and seasonal type trader, they're over and done and gone, especially those who like to play only bullish scenarios. Sometimes they'll hang around August, but mostly they don't hang around beyond July. And sometimes they're over and done with in June, and that looks to be the case this year. All right, now let's move on to the August soybeans. And the August soybeans spiked Monday up to near our mid-critical point target of 15.09 3/4. Now, that was only one calculation. We have other calculations that might put us still higher and not as high, but it was one we showed you. And fascinating, it came right close to that, and certainly within the range of 14.92 to 15.27. And then they backed it off, but it still closed higher. Okay, it was still an up day and still a follow through on USDA surprise bullish data and the large momentum explosion that day. And the daily indicator finished on Monday with a wide enough spread to suggest chance for lingering near-term upside momentum the next 1 to 3 days. Now, the indicator is mid-range, so something could still go wrong for the bulls, and it rolls over anyways. But at the moment, it looks strong enough as though it's determined to head to overbought. Now, the model is saying it's fine with still higher in the next 1 to 3 days. The model is saying it can go higher, ought to go higher into next week even. But we're looking for the chance maybe it tops out towards the end of this week here. At the same time, this was such a big up move, we're concerned will it really work? Can it really stay up that long? Because they're not convinced there's a reason to be that bullish here. We don't really see any weather problem or issue to add to this. What's going to be the next news that's going to make them bulled up? We don't know. We think it's also going to lose momentum. If it's going higher for the rest of this week, even into next week, it's going to lose momentum. It's going to slow down. It's going to become more of a struggle. So something to watch out for. If it trades below Monday's low of 1441.5 for August soybeans, we got to consider that maybe we just haven't timed this right. And it's a level 3 top anyways, right here, right now, or this week. And more so if it closes below that level, 1441.5, got to be concerned something isn't quite right. But at the moment, the model is saying, let's give it a chance for lingering momentum, at least chop around here or something, maybe a bit higher. But the model is warning when it looks out into next week, the market ought to be down into a level 3 bottom. Even though it could go up into early next week, it's more likely going to end towards the end of this week, early next, be down by next week for level 3. So we want to be prepared for that, that it can do it. And I'm finding it interesting. I met one of our upside targets, but I'm also finding it's not overbought. Now, that's another thing to watch out for, these short-term daily indicators or very short-term daily indicators. It may be that they're bullish. And even if they make it so overbought, it may not be as overbought as it was in, say, June 21st or something like that. And yet the market will be higher. Well, that could become inharmonious action and may eventually become a negative divergence, increasing odds for more quality bearish signals someday. All right. So this could be, the indicator could be setting up that, oh, yes, we're moving to new highs for the year, but you know what? This isn't going to last. It has no lasting quality. It's not going to work. Technicals are warning of that. And I'm thinking, well, if the crop's going to do well and we get the weather, we have to consider the technical is it might be on the right track, giving us a clue where we're actually going with the fundamentals, that it's not going to be bullish. Now, in the weekly chart, we have a different another type upside objective of 1521, 1542, 1563. And as I told you last week, I believe, or maybe it was on Monday, we also have 1638, 1693, and 1748. That just seems bizarre to me, way too high. But maybe July is going to turn off hot and dry, okay? Or maybe it won't be hot, but it's still going to be dry, something like that. Don't know for sure. And then we have to deal with August, which is more important for the beans crop-wise, all right? But we have these additional upside objectives to consider, but what's going to be the new round of news to take it? We don't quite trust these other upside objectives here, but we'll give them a chance. Keep in mind, even though we don't think it should top now for level 3, that on the weekly chart we can see it's in the time frame for the more important level 2, level 1, which tells us, you know, maybe we're missing something on the level 3. Maybe it can top for those more important moves right now. And if it does, it has to top for level 3 too. But at the moment, the model's saying, give it a few more days before getting serious about that. So another way of looking at it, anytime now to the week of July 17th, a weekly negative reversal or even just a lower close week could well be a sign of that level 1, level 2 top. And even if we can't time it correctly, there's going to be a level 3 top with it, okay? Another way of looking at it is trade below 1441.5 on a weekly chart probably would be increasing risk for the bulls that we're seeing that level 1 top. Bottom line is corn is likely has topped well ahead of beans, but beans are going to top next anytime now to mid-July. And they're going lower into a level 2 bottom in August. They'll probably bounce a little bit in August, like corn. And then they're going lower still into September, October. The only thing that can disrupt that pattern and put a more bullish slant for a while would be weather. And we're not seeing the weather backing that up for the moment. Now, the weekly indicator is rolling over. It's overbought. It's warning, yes, the model has a right to look for those more important level 1, level 2 tops. And this is the dilemma. If I look at only the weekly chart and just the visuals and not all the model analysis, I'd be concerned of a level 1 top right now and level 2. And they will coincide at the same time. Inside of that, we would use a level 3 to help us time it. And the problem is the level 3 is saying it really shouldn't top now is the best forecast. It ought to top in a few days on into early next week. Okay? So we're thinking lingering upside. But at the same time, we're asking ourselves, with the overbought condition, with the dialing in of the USDA data, with the weather improving and probably crop conditions to improve, and they did improve slightly on Monday's report, where are we going? You know, it just makes me nervous. We might not be timing the level three right. And if we're not, I think that actually increases the odds that it's over for soybeans, it's topping or topped for level two, level one. So it's going to be a bit tricky here in the next few days. We're going to be on pins and needles, and that the best forecast is a chance for lingering upside momentum, but the best forecast is saying this thing's going to top at any moment now into mid-July. And I'm thinking it's later this week, early next, actually, sooner rather than later, but I'm not convinced it has topped. I'm not convinced it tops today. We'll see. We'll have to give it a chance, but have your downside price levels that might tell you better give up on the bullish stance, okay? Because beans can come back to $13, all right? On the August even, by August. Maybe we can come up with even something lower still. But we have those outstanding other types of objectives that have been triggered. They're all valid for additional upside. Tricky situation. Basically, the trend was still up as of Monday, all right? Where it's certainly not for corn, it was still down as of Monday. All right, we'll see where we go today and how they feel about it. Let's move over to the September wheat. Same story as corn, due for level three bottom as of Monday. No sign of it. In fact, less evidence than corn, and there's very little evidence in corn. I think if we see trade above the Monday high of the September Chicago wheat at 655 and three quarters, consider a chance the level three trend is up. And a close above it, the model will just automatically call it. So any positive day this week, corn and wheat, ought to be a sign of a level three up move, okay? Now, again, may be nothing but a knee-jerk reaction before going lower, all right? The market's very oversold here. It's suggesting the model can be right for a level three bounce, but how well of the bounce, okay? How are we in a real sloppy trading range and it's going to be nothing but level three trading for a while here and the level two, level one trends don't matter? We don't know. But we're looking for a bounce in the corn and wheat. Maybe that, if they will bounce early this week or this week period, maybe that also helps soybeans extend higher a bit. The wheat might run into problems around 676 or 77 or something like that, the five-week average. Even the weekly data suggests it's due for a bounce. But the model, like the corn market and soybean market, is saying, looking out to August, you got to be bearish. Looking out to September, October, you got to be bearish. And the weekly indicator is acting very bearish on the wheat, but it is mid-range. Again, maybe that allows for a knee-jerk reaction. So looking for a knee-jerk reaction higher in corn and wheat this week, but we're really bearish out into fall here. But we're not convinced it's going to be a non-stop decline bear market kind of move here. These level threes can cause considerable upside along the way here as we get some lingering scares on the weather. This may sound a bit confusing here. Tomorrow we'll clean things up with the charts so you can actually see some of these patterns. We'll do the weekly update tomorrow. At any rate, here's hoping the beans work just a little bit higher for us. But we want to really sell this, and I'm hopeful that we're not. I'm hoping we're not waiting too long here. Okay, but it ought to bounce some, and the corn and wheat ought to give us a little sympathetic bounce here, at least knee jerk reaction, and then we'll take a look at looking out into next week and beyond. I think we got some more downside coming out of these grains. Other than maybe developing a very wide range for a while. Past results and not necessarily indicative future results. Have a great day. Thank you.